Harper Audio presents The Crack Cocaine Diet by Laura Lippman, performed by Linda Emond. Copyright 2005 by Laura Lippman. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers.
The Crack Cocaine Diet. I had just broken up with Brandon, and Molly had just broken up with Keith, so we needed new dresses to go to this party where we knew they were both going to be. But before we could buy the dresses, we needed to lose weight, because we had to look fabulous. Kiss my ass, fuck you, fabulous. Kiss my ass, fuck you, and your dick is really tiny, fabulous. Because after all, Brandon and Keith were going to be at this party. And if we couldn't get new boyfriends in less than 8 days, we could at least go down a dress size and look so good that Brandon and Keith and everybody else in the immediate vicinity would wonder how they ever let us go. I mean, yes, technically, they broke up with us. But we had been thinking about it, weighing the pros and cons. Pro, they spend money on us. Con, they were childish. Pro, we had them. Con, tiny dicks, see above. See, we were being methodical, and they were just all impulsive, the way guys are. That would be another con, poor impulse control. Me, I never do anything without thinking it through very carefully. Anyway, I'm not sure what went down with Molly and Keith, but Brandon said if he wanted to be nagged all the time, he'd move back in with his mother. And I said, well, given that she still does your laundry and makes you food, it's not as if you really moved out. And that was that. No big loss. Still, we had to look so great that other guys would be punching our exes in the arms and saying, what are you, crazy? Everything is about spin, even dating. It's always better to be the dumper instead of the dumpy. And if you have to be the loser, then you need to find a way of being superior. And that was going to take about 7 pounds for me, as many as 10 for Molly, who doesn't have my discipline and had been doing some serious breakup eating for the past 3 weeks. She went face down in the ding-dongs, danced with the devil dogs, became a ho-ho-ho. As for myself, I'm a salty girl, and I admit I had the Pringles light can upended in my mouth for a couple of days. So anyway, Molly said, Atkins, and I said, not fast enough, and then I said, a fast, fast, and Molly said she saw little lights in front of her eyes the last time she tried to go no food. And she said, cabbage soup. And I said, it gives me gas. And then she said, pills. And I said, all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?